WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to secure bail for the hip-hop mogul who has pleaded not guilty to forcible sex trafficking, racketeering, and other crimes. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on Combs' chances of getting out.
Typically, when you talk about bail, it's presumed, meaning someone's presumed innocent. So you're presumed that you get bail. Not in this kind of crime. In this kind of crime, bail is not presumed. Furthermore, you've got the problem that he's accused of intimidating witnesses, of trying to interfere with the investigation. None of that helps him in his argument that he should get bail.
Sources confirm that Israel was behind the simultaneous pager attacks across Lebanon that left thousands of people injured and 12 dead, the pagers worn by members of Hezbollah. Federal Reserve is expected to lower a key interest rate a little later today. It's been more than 4 years since the central bank dropped rates. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruhl in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer. He rallied supporters yesterday in Eau Claire.
To everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
But Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison's enrollment is growing again. The university has more than 51,700 students this semester. That's 1,000 more students than last year, and it's enough to offset declines around the rest of the UW system. Enrollment rose in the UW system as a whole, but that's because of the increase here in Madison. Last year was the first system-wide enrollment growth since 2014. Meanwhile, the university has officially launched its search for the next police chief. A 14-person panel will lead this search. It includes faculty, students, and members of the community. They say they're looking all over the nation. The chief works on policies to keep students and staff safe on campus. Former Chief Kristen Roman resigned in February. Investigations later showed she didn't disclose a relationship with a subordinate, and she misused her squad car. Staff are hoping to hire her permanent replacement by the spring 2025 semester. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain. But Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
It's 57 at our studios.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Alana Medeiros and Jim Krul from Duck Soup Cinema.
And the movie they're presenting this time, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for The John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The rhetoric about the rhetoric. Tonight in Michigan, after Donald Trump blamed Democrats for the assassination attempts against him, he is making his first public appearance since that frightening incident this weekend.
And a little while ago, I got a very nice call from Kamala. No, it was very nice. President Biden, I want to be nice. Yeah, he was so nice to me yesterday. But, you know, in one way, I sort of wish the call wasn't made because I do feel he's so nice.
Yeah, boo for presidents being nice and decent. That was the crowd booing Kamala Harris for calling to see if he's okay.
Yeah. Yes, booing.
Yeah, also when Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, my kids keep me humble, unfortunately Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble, the crowd responded by booing Harris, Sanders for saying such an awful thing. Mm-hmm. Boo for you not being a baby T-shirt cannon. Boo, Kamala Harris.
She's a brood mare.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is, yes. So boo to anyone that's not a broodmare, I guess, or something. You know what? Bob Seska's right. We are, even when Kamala wins, we just have, I don't know, some work to do, don't we? Common decency in this country or something. It's. By the way, Jeff Tiedrich, Chris, I hate to make this about you always being wrong. Because that would take up the whole show every day. Mm. Jeff Tiedrich said, pro tip, if you never use the N-word, chances are good that you won't accidentally blurt out the N-word into a live mic. On the other hand, if you use it all the time. So I sent that to Frangela because they were the first one that sent me the Rich Lowry saying the N-word clip. And I said, and Angela V. Shelton of
the Detroit Sheltons.
Uh-huh. Correct. Mm-hmm. Said, I heard you this morning talking about it. I'm so glad you played it. And I said, Chris was saying we should play the bleep version. I'm like, no, let people hear it and decide for themselves if his denial was bull, which it was. And Angela V. Shelton of
the Detroit Sheltons,
in all caps, said, exactly. I'm just saying. Because you had to hear it to know that the excuses were right.
Things are dropping from your head.
I know. Earring just dropped. What is going on?
I should know better than to say it's somebody. It's God saying, don't be mean to Chris.
Well, okay. Jody and I made that decision, and then you overrode us.
Yes, I did.
Because your name's on the show.
Yes, I did. It was good that I had the one that was unbleeped, ready,
right,
though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, no, because bleeping it defeats the purpose. Then you're like, you can't see that his denial was complete horse, right? Because you can tell. I mean, we all know when you misspeak. We just talk 3 hours a day, and if you just stumbled. You know,
sure.
But you had to hear it to go, because he said the whole word.
He did.
It's just he stopped himself realizing probably that it was in public. So that's why I think it was important to hear it, because his stupid, I mispronounced migrant?
Yes.
How is migrant mispronounced N-word by accident?
Right.
by about immigrants that happen to be black. Mm-hmm. Oh, please. As we said, Chris, not since the Dick Army Barney Fag fiasco have we had such a... Oh, I mispronounced Frank.
Sure. He said that he mispronounced it because he was saying migrant but wanted to change it to immigrant.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that was bingo. N-word comes slipping right out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Abby Phillip, talking about rhetoric. Here we go.
Trump's number two is lecturing everyone about their rhetoric, except apparently Trump himself.
Look, we can disagree with one another. We can debate one another. But we cannot tell the American people that one candidate is a fascist, and if he's elected, it is going to be the end of American democracy.
Except, here is Vance's actual running mate saying exactly that.
It's a choice between communism and freedom. This is communist, this is Marxist, this is fascist. This is a radical left Marxist, communist, fascist.
Okay. One more.
Well, communists and fascists are opposite.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
She's a Marxist. She's a fascist. Comrade Kamala Harris. Comrade Kamala Harris. If Comrade Kamala Harris gets four more years, you will be living a full-blown banana republic ruled by an anarchy and a tyranny. They're scum. They're scum. And they want to take down our country. Mm. They are absolute garbage.
Ah, I see. Lovely. So it's time for the left to cut it out?
Yeah.
Cut out the rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, he said I want to be a dictator on day one. That's fascism.
Right.
Project 2025, they wrote it down. It's fascism.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't just like, you know, loose cannon kind of words people were coming up with.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's skip to Vice President Harris talking about, she was just fantastic, talking mm-hmm. about the fear in Springfield because of hateful rhetoric.
Exactly.
My heart breaks.
18?
It'll be 18.
Yes. The whole community put in fear. And I'll say a couple things about it. One, I learned a long time ago in my career, having a background as a prosecutor, when you have these positions, when you have that kind of microphone in front of you, you really ought to understand at a very deep level how much your words have meaning.
Mm-hmm. We can't say enough. It's based on lies. In addition to being despicable, racist, you know, smear, it's all lies.
Spewing lies that are grounded in tropes that are age old. And look, I said it not very far from here the other day at the debate. This is not new. This is not new in terms of these tropes. This is not new in terms of where it's coming from.
Okay, Tucker Carlson remains
awful.
Despicable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to disagree with you. He is both despicable and awful.
Yes, he's all of the above.
All right.
Trump said about people eating pets, and there were two levels on which to enjoy this. Well, the first one, I literally enjoyed it. People were like, I can't believe Donald Trump accused people of eating pets. I was like, I love him. It's just hilarious. Who would ever say that? They're eating all the pets. So great. Thank you, Donald Trump. That was awesome. Because first of all, it makes all the right people mad. Like anyone getting red in the face over pet eating. That's not true. That's never happened. No one's ever eaten a pet. Okay. You just outed yourself. You're a liar. So that's the first thing.
He's just
weird.
Gross. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. It's all just a big joke to them. Mm-hmm. Right? Until, you know, some poor Haitian gets killed. Like, right. Then it's like, ha, ha, ha. This is so funny.
Yep.
The second thing is now we're talking about eating pets. And so now that we are, let me just count myself as opposed. Note that if PETA doesn't endorse Trump in the next 24 hours, they're totally fraudulent. I'm serious. People have run for president in this country since the 1780s. Has any presidential candidate ever taken an unequivocal stand against pet eating? None. PETA's been waiting its entire life for this, and they still won't endorse.
Okay, can I just say what strikes me about that is that Sexy Liberal Tour is like 180 degrees opposite of that. A, it's funny. It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's punching down, not whatever that was that he thinks he's obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So the Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine criticized Trump and J.D. Vance's rhetoric about Haitian immigrants, calling it very hurtful. Here's the thing. They still have to try to, like, tiptoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least he said they're very hurtful. It's very hurtful to people in Springfield, hurtful to the Haitians who are working every day. He said the employers of some of the Haitians came over for breakfast the other day who told him the migrants work very hard. They're very focused. They're family oriented. It's hurtful to them very, very much. And some are afraid. But, you know, then he goes on to go, but immigration is a problem. Yeah, because Donald Trump killed the immigration bill.
Exactly.
So, you know, have the honesty. And then they're taking this thing he said as some sort of exoneration of Trump and Vance, mm-hmm. that the bomb threats were hoaxes. Well, obviously,
it's a bomb threat. It's a
it's obviously a hoax. If that happens all the time.
All the time.
That doesn't exonerate Trump and Vance's rhetoric.
No,
no, not at all.
He said many of the threats came from overseas, some of them from one particular country. Huh, what country likes to interfere in our elections and cause chaos among Americans and division? I'll think of it. I mean, what? How does that? They're all right wings, like, oh, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are owed an apology.
No,
what?
Not. No, they are not.
Okay. First of all, what kind of sick calls in a bomb threat? Again, like, they think it's funny? To scare the out of, you know, kids that are already probably scared of guns, that now they, you know, like Kamala Harris was saying, it's picture day, and they, you have to explain to them why their school's being evacuated. It's okay. Kent in Phoenix, hello. Hi, Kent.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to say I am one of your fans.
No.
Oh, good.
And yeah, and I'll see you in the show in Phoenix.
Yay!
Woohoo! September 28th.
Yep, we got the same birthday week. Mine's the 24th.
All right.
Yay, Libras.
Yeah, the thing I wanted to talk about was I'm an Air Force veteran, and I was stationed in Korea. You had to be careful what you ordered because you could eat dog. It's some parts of it still a delicacy.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. By the way, oh, we did mention this yesterday, that also... barbecue dog eater Bobby Kennedy is going to, apparently he's being investigated over the
whale.
You know, I didn't really need authorities to tell me that it's illegal to chainsaw the head off a dead whale and strap it to your minivan. I don't know why, I had a weird feeling that might not be, you know,
kosher.
Something
whale
we should
juice.
Do.
Whale juice.
Yeah.
That's
those poor kids and that poor
just
whale.
When you think there cannot be a weirder story than the dead bear cub bicycle Central Park thing. Here comes chainsaw whalehead story. Okay.
Whale juice.
And yet, what is it we were saying, Jody? What state is it? He's still polling 6% of the.
I forget what
something
state it
is. He's not even on the ballot. And they're like, yes, that guy, dead whalehead, bear cub, that guy, him. Yep. Okay, you know what? I think I need a rap song. About dogs and cats. Yeah, I think I could do.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Is that rap?
It's rap-ish.
I guess so.
Rap adjacent.
Okay.
When I do those white girl hands, that means it's, yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Okay. Karen in Chicago, hiya.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, yes, breaking news.
Oh.
Trump voters are still deplorable.
Uh-huh.
Tucker Carlson remains a jackweed.
Okay.
A jackwagon.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. So, here's the thing. We all know it is just everything that they do is designed to get a reaction out of us. It is outrageous. The problem with what they're doing with these racist tropes is they're putting real people in danger, real people who do not have the protections that they have, number one. But this is the thing, what we need to do, we need to harness that outrage and that anger over what they're doing and have conversations and reach out to people. I just had an amazing, this is why I'm late calling in, I had an amazing conversation with my neighbor's daughter. She's a Latina woman. They're very Catholic. And we had a conversation. She's getting registered to vote. I gave her vote.org. I gave her the ACLU. I told her to reach out to any of her friends that are out of state in these red states and make sure that they understand why they have to vote and what they need to do to make sure that they can vote. Mm-hmm. And so those are the conversations I think we need to, like, really take that energy and have with people.
Yep, absolutely.
And so,
And also, you don't need to apologize for being late. You don't need a late slip. It's okay. It's not really scheduled, but that's very cute.
Yeah, you don't get a demerit.
No, but I'm sorry. This is the exciting thing. She knew what Project 2025 is.
Good.
So,
good.
You know, people are hearing it. You know, people that don't pay attention like we do. So,
yeah, exactly.
I was so encouraged by the conversation anyway.
All right. Say one. You were late. Say one Hail Mary and two all for our fathers. And okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She's a little stunned.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of arbitrary. Wasn't it the priest figuring out what your confession is? Like, what? Is there some sort of mathematical thing? Like, how many things do you
arbitrary.
Get? For, right?
Yeah.
It's how many
why are you doling out penance?
Yeah.
Because I'm a Catholic girl. It's just, you have to, something you got to say. It's just something you got to just do here. Two Hail Marys. And
I'm a recovering Catholic.
Don't do it again.
No, you can't do that.
No, it's not a thing. Priests dole out
yeah,
penance.
Yeah, that's who does that. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, okay. 20. That, you know what? That could be a great rap song for a lesbian bar, don't you think? Can we use that for Eat the Cat? Eat the Cat.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
That is a great name for a lesbian bar. Okay.
What does eating the dog mean then?
I don't know. I'll think of something.
Oh, I don't know if I know.
That's the gay male bar.
Right.
Eat the dog.
Is that what it is?
24 next to manhole. 20 I told Chris that I watched it. What was it? A lesbian Christmas music movie on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And I think the name of it was Christmas. C word for... He said, I don't think that was the name of it. I think it was.
I don't think,
I
no.
don't think
A
it
Very
was.
A Christmas.
No.
No?
No.
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 Wasn't it at all.
No.
Okay, 21.
You like you, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I do. I enjoy myself because someone's got to. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy my Cozy Earth pajamas and my sheets and my duvet cover. I mean, like nobody's business.
I mean.
I thought they were kidding about that gets softer with every wash. I mean, what happens? I don't understand. Does it softness off into infinity? Once you turn it up to 11, after 11 washes, then what happens? It spins off into the universe of softness. And there's no telling. I could get
it's
back from there.
Softness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. The bamboo sheet set made from premium viscose from bamboo. Ooh, unbelievably soft. And as I said, softer with every wash. Plus, if you get too warm at night, they're breathable, temperature regulating. Cozy Earth women's stretch knit bamboo pajamas that I have every color. Almost. And I have the short sleeve and the long sleeve and the long pants and the short shorts.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm. They have new, men's performance sleep short. They have the new puffy sheep slippers. I mean, get it.
Sheep? Yeah. Are they shaped like sheep?
They're made from sheep. Just never mind. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget, I tell them I sent you in that post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station, The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
I think I speak for all of us when I say.
Sure.
Bill in Tampa says, Steph, can you ask Bob Seska if the Bob Seska Show or the Stephanie Miller Show will ever be presented in magnified fortune, as Donald Trump would say? It's a good idea for a T-shirt. Speaking of all the 11 billion times Donald Trump has misspoken or spoken gobbledygook and the mainstream media just ignores it. Mm-hmm. Latest in point, case in point, Bagram what? Mm-hmm. Bagram oil something in Alaska? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I just had to get that out. I said, carry the four. Hang on. I'm finding. Hold on. Rose in Chicago. Hello, Rose.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First, let me just say that my daughter and the other millennial age female veterinarians that she works with are all ready to vote for Kamala.
Yay.
They're definitely dog and cat ladies for Harris.
There you go.
But what I called about is, apparently, one of Donald Trump's own personal lawyers is helping 74-year-old Jill Stein to try to get on the Nevada ballot.
Of course, yes.
In November, and the Nevada
because they're done with Bobby Kennedy now, so now they need another Russian stooge to help Trump get in office. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's trying to get it up to the Supreme Court, And she spoke, apparently she spoke, 74-year-old Jill Stein. I want to put that out there all the time, 74-year-old.
There you go.
Because
right.
I don't think she's the generational change that young people are looking for. But nope. 74-year-old Jill Stein
she's
spoke
like
at Union Park.
She's like a traitorous locust that reappears, mm-hmm. right, every 4 years mm-hmm. just to try to
F
things up. I miss Mehdi Hasan. Can I just say, a little course in journalism, we'll play that. Malcolm will enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
He went disemboweling Jill Stein. 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The same study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city of Sun Prairie will soon require a wheel tax from residents. The city council approved the plan last night. Residents will have to pay $30 plus $28 for the county wheel tax and $85 for the state registration fee. Sun Prairie joins 41 other cities across Wisconsin with a wheel tax. It begins there on February 1st, 2025. And Madison has its first electric garbage trucks. Actually, they're the first in the state of Wisconsin. And the city is asking for your help naming them, just like they did with our snowplows. Mayor Satya Rhodes-Conway.
When we did this for our snowplows, the winning names were Dolly Plowton, Saltimus Prime, Snowby One Kenobi, that's my favorite, and Seymour Pavement.
Submissions will be accepted until October 1st, then everybody will get to vote on their favorites. If you have an idea, submit it to drop off at cityofmadison.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
Right now, it's 62.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win Green and Gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
/ kids buckle up.
We looked at your social media, and you haven't done that many posts specifically calling out Russian attacks on civilian areas. You haven't called Vladimir Putin a war criminal, but you have called Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal.
No, actually, we did. Yeah. In my very first remarks about the Ukraine war, we condemned...
Vladimir Putin's a war criminal.
We did.
And Bashar al-Assad's a war criminal.
Yes, in so many words. Yes, we have said as much. So
you called Netanyahu one, which I think he is.
Oh, absolutely.
Is Putin a war criminal?
So what we said about Putin was that his invasion of Ukraine is criminal.
Mehdi Hasan in the disemboweling of Jill Stein.
It's a criminal and murderous war.
And he's a war criminal who should be on trial.
Well, by implication.
You're struggling here to say something very simple. This is why people have their doubts about you and Russia.
Well,
why is Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal but not Vladimir Putin?
Well, as John F. Kennedy said, we must not be afraid to, we must not negotiate out of fear, and we must not fear to negotiate.
We knew John F. Kennedy. You are no John F. Kennedy.
Jill Stein. All right, one more.
If you want to be an effective world leader, you don't start by name-calling and hurling
epithets. So how will President Stein negotiate with Israel, then, if you've called Netanyahu a war criminal?
Well, because he very clearly is a war criminal.
Oh, so Putin clearly isn't a war criminal.
Well, we don't have a decision, put it this way, by the International Criminal Court.
Yes, we do. Actually, you're wrong. There's an arrest warrant for Putin. There isn't yet an arrest warrant for Netanyahu. So why is Putin not a war criminal, but Netanyahu is? Either you're a war criminal or you're not. Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
In so many words, yes, he is.
I don't know what so many words are. Butch, is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
Let me say that whatever you think he is, if you want to pull him
off... Oh, my God!
I'm asking what you think.
If you are a world leader, you don't begin your conversation by calling someone a war criminal unless
you have... So why have we called Biden and Netanyahu war criminals?
Because we have a clear strategy.
That's Jill Stein dust, just laying... Post-interview Jill Stein dust. Hey, I wonder if this guy has anything to say about that. What do you spy? What do you spy, Malcolm Man?
Sorry. I have my binoculars out because I was looking for some logic in that ridiculous statement. By Jill Stein. Can you dance any harder for... Hold on, just stop. What did they give her in that dinner that she had with Vladimir Putin that was so delicious that years later she will not insult or diss him or say anything other than how wonderful that dinner was from Russia today? Because that was a ludicrous conversation between her and Mehdi Hasan, where she just would not say it. So many words. Yes. Netanyahu went,
it's not that many words. War, criminal. two words. You retweeted.
I'm gonna need bigger binoculars.
You retweeted Jill Stein's refusal to call Putin a war criminal is not surprising at all. She's a Russian asset, and everyone knows it. She has one mission and one mission only, to help elect the Kremlin favorite candidate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Period. Here she is again, 4 years later. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, look at everyone who was at her table. Jill Stein, General Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. All of them have turned into raging pro-Putin phobes. And they understand that to be close to the absolute Sauron-like idiocracy that Donald Trump will unleash, which is, you know, the Sauron eye of stupidity, they want to put Donald Trump in office. Jill Stein said in 2016, the goal of electing Trump and defeating Hillary Clinton was to make things so awful in America that the Green Party would look like a future option. Yeah. But, you know, she loves caviar, apparently.
Malcolm, and I've said this many times, I just want to thank you again for the plot to hack America, because you were there first. I mean, obviously, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, a lot of our friends did a great job, but you were there first. And I think it's largely because of people like you, and you specifically, that we're not susceptible to this in 2024. When Putin comes out and says, I want Kamala Harris to win, we're like, oh, bitch, please. You know, like, we know you're for the guy that's going to give you Ukraine. Like, you know, but that's part of it, isn't it? Is you can't disinform when the public is informed and has read Plot to Hack America.
Yes, very true. And, you know, and if anybody out there has Wikipedia rights, get up on there and tell them that I was the first person to really identify this as a Russian intelligence operation. And that was the first book written. I mean, the next book came out 18, 24 months after Plot to Hack America came out. Because the news media, let's be honest, is really slow.
I know. Really, this is when I first fell in love with you. You were on late at night with Brian Williams with your sleepy sailor eyes. Just talking truth to America.
Tired.
Yeah. But I love this. You retweeted Republicans against Trump. Here's my favorite word. New. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, announced Monday it has banned Russian state media broadcaster RT over foreign interference activity. Well, it's not new to you or to a lot of us, but thanks for
coming. I'm counting on my fingers. How many years does it take to do this? It's apparently a decade. It takes almost a decade to figure out that you've been played. And, you know, again, this is where I'm starting to find fault. You know, I was in news media. I'm starting to find that it's absolutely ludicrous that there are vested interests out there who believe that, you know, that Russian disinformation was really a misinformation operation on the part of Democrats, because Trump would say, Russia, Russia, Russia. And because if 75 million people are uninformed, misinformed, and believe a lie, why should the New York Times take that credibly? Why should the news media take that credibly? So, you know, we're having this exact same problem right now with the fact that Donald Trump is clearly mentally unfit. He is demented. I mean, that discussion you had a little earlier about, you know, Bagram Air Base in Alaska, you know, I mean, he can't tell the difference between Afghanistan and Alaska right now. And had it been Joe Biden, everyone would have been saying he has to be out tomorrow.
Thank you.
Donald Trump can be insane and be left in there because the media said, well, he's the Republican nominee.
And he didn't misspeak once. He said it like six times.
Right.
Like, so, by the way, you speaking of foreign assets, Elon Musk said, why are so many people raging for the machine? And you retweeted Nick, who said, you're a Nepo billionaire with a social media empire and government military contracts. You are the machine, you stupid C word. Okay, I just like the use of C word there. Particularly.
It's a good word.
But I was saying, Malcolm, after we win, after Kamala wins, we talked to Bob Seska about this. We have to clear out the traitors in our country, you know, that are you know, working against the best interests of the United States.
You know, Project 2025 was their roadmap to disassemble government and turn it into a political machine for a dictator, right? Essentially an American version of the Nazi Party or Putin's One Russia, you know, United Russia Party. But we need to go back and install the guardrails so that these things cannot happen again. Yeah. We need to have really firm rules and laws and fix the Supreme Court so that the Supreme Court cannot engineer the destruction of American democracy. These are common sense things that we, through legislation, have to enact into law. And then you need to have, look, people out there who are violating laws might get fines that were established in the Gilded Age, right?
Yeah.
Of $5,000. No, we need to start implementing laws that start with the letter, you know, when someone attacks government, with the letter B, right? $1 billion fine for this modern age.
And reading, speaking of the Supreme Court, the extraordinary lengths John Roberts went to protect Donald Trump is vomitous. But anyway, so Malcolm, let me ask you, of course, you've seen, whether it's Sean Hannity, J.D. Vance, Trump, blaming Democrats for two different white Republicans' apparent assassination attempts of Donald Trump. So I got to ask you about this latest guy who, first of all, was a Trump voter in 2016, then got mad at him, was for Nikki Haley and Ramaswamy. You tell me how that's a liberal or Democrat. But so they're saying, they're citing his support for Ukraine. And I'm going, that didn't used to be a liberal issue. Plenty of Republicans supporting Ukraine, right? So they're trying to use, right.
Apparently, you guys haven't dug very deeply into my timeline this week to see that half of the right-wing media, starting with Gateway Pundit and that moron, Jack Posobiec, accused me of being an associate of the attempted assassin.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know I saw that.
This,
I don't dignify it by rereading it again. I know you.
Yeah, don't reread it again. Just wait for my lawsuit. Yeah. Because, you know, people have taken shots at me before. But to put me in the crosshairs, people were out there saying, the FBI should arrest you. We should try to do something about you. Now you're going to get a fight.
Yeah.
Because coming out there and saying he was an associate of mine, this guy hung around TV, was a well-known nut.
Yeah.
A well-known nut who would walk up to you wearing an American flag bandana and try to put people into the International Legion, which he was not allowed to enter, and he never got anyone in because our people don't go to Kyiv. You go to another part of the country.
Yeah.
And he was just reinvented himself in self-importance. I have an op-ed coming out here very soon in a major paper about how people, the criminals, crusaders, and crazies, would show up in Ukraine and try to reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
We have no control over nuts, just as much. But you know what? Many of these people are conservative.
Yeah.
These two shooters were both conservatives. Anyone that supports Vivek Ramaswamy.
Thank you. And voted for Trump.
I mean, come on. And looking for Nikki Haley to rescue them.
Right.
It's just absolutely ludicrous.
Let's also talk about the fact that they have dispensed entirely with dog whistles. We played Rich Lowry, the actual audio, saying the N-word, and he did not misspeak.
No.
That is not how you mispronounce migrant. But you retweeted John Harmon said NBC asked J.D. Vance about Laura Loomer's racist statement the White House would smell like curry if Harris wins, calling it unimportant. Vance said, whether you're eating curry at your dinner table or fried chicken, things have gotten more expensive thanks to her policies. And, you know, Asher Rangappa said curry or fried chicken? Good Lord, he's like the KKK whisperer. I mean, it's just all out there right now. Not to mention he's despicable because his wife and children are Indian. Right? I mean, he's like Ted Cruz in terms of, you know, just being a coward.
And self-loathing. I mean, in terms of his, I'm afraid to say it. I feel horrible about this. His children will eventually be attacked by people within the Republican Party who see them at a conference or something. And if they don't have the Secret Service with them, it's horrible to be a self-loathing person who, this is the same guy who actually was the one who called Donald Trump Hitler.
Yes.
Is now the vice presidential candidate working under the heel of Donald Trump because Donald Trump likes to subjugate people who were against him. But this level of disgusting self-loathing and, you know, sycophancy is absolutely amazing. J.D. Vance is going to go down as one of the most hated characters when this is all over with. The right wing, when he loses, is going to do everything in their power to get him out of that Senate seat and put in, you know, someone reasonable like Laura Loomer.
Okay. All right. And lastly, we have to ask you about the exploding pagers.
Because
yesterday we were like, wow, this is some 007 stuff going on.
Right.
But, you know, as usual in these stories, I mean, some civilians were killed, kids were killed. But, you know, talk a little bit about what happened in Lebanon.
Let me explain what happened here, people, because it wasn't civilians were killed. Those pagers. Okay. The Hezbollah terrorist group is 100,000 people organized in a top-down terrorist organization with more military capability than the entire army of Lebanon, the country of which they occupy half. From southern Beirut to the Israeli border is under the control of a massive terrorist group. Okay, and that is not, that's 50% of Lebanon. That terrorist group organizes in cells. And these little cells are all led by a terrorist cell leader. That cell leader has 10 to 20, maybe 50 guys under him who have rockets, machine guns, hidden caches of ammunition. Those cell leaders, Hezbollah decided not to use mobile phones in the Lebanese network because the Israelis can intercept them. So they made their own private network of come to work and kill Jews with rockets. Pager system, right? Mm-hmm. That pager system somehow new pagers, which were handed out, by the way, to only the top commanders of Hezbollah. So if it was on you, you were a senior trusted member of Hezbollah.
Yeah.
No civilians.
Yeah.
No civilians. You were a terrorist member. If you were standing next to a civilian or a child, they might have gotten killed or injured. That's because you're a terrorist carrying around a pager, which was designed to kill other people when you shot rockets into Israel. Israel intercepted that supply chain in some way, shape, or form, modified those pagers, put them back into the supply chain. Hezbollah set them out. And Israel, at the push of one button, neutralized the entire command network of the world's second largest terrorist group.
Chris and I were asking an appropriate question yesterday, like, is it like a Wile E. Coyote? Like, did they get a page that said boom? Or, like, is it...
Apparently, they did beep before they exploded.
It's like Hocus Pocus, right?
The pagers are fully functional.
Right.
It's just that, you know, they were getting commands from their command post for command headquarters for years. And then, you know, they got a page that said, Deets Nuts.
Did it say Baba Booey?
And suddenly the largest circumcision operation in history was carried out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's end on a good note. You retweeted Norm Eisen. Big loss for former Trump White House COS Mark Meadows in Arizona, where he was trying to remove his state criminal case to federal court, denied because his 2020 coup conduct was unofficial. Suggests Trump's coup activity in his D.C. criminal case was also unofficial and so not immune. Dear God, you wrote a whole book about they want to kill Americans, about, you know, I just cannot believe this overthrow of the United States government is going to go unpunished.
We'll find out. But hey, I just want to know something. How did you guys miss my tweet about with Deb Gorka about how to load my weapon?
Oh, I saw that. I don't listen. I don't engage in your towel snapping machery with Sebastian Gorka. I love you, Malcolm Nan. See you, sailor.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye. Malcolm.
Bye.
All right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Sherry. It's kind of a love letter, but it's an unsolicited helpimonial because she's a liberal helper.
Okay.
Sherry says, Steph, I'm a faithful listener. I have not heard you mention you can set SimpliSafe to turn on and off automatically at designated times. That would have possibly saved you the night you were invaded.
Yeah.
It has worked great for me. It is a wonderful option. Thank you, liberal helper, Sherry. Yeah. SimpliSafe is a world of wonders if you turn it on. Yes,
have to set a timer.
Right. I fell asleep early. Right. I didn't turn it on, and that's when I had a break-in. Fortunately, Bonnie, Clyde, Mommy, protect your puppies. Scared them off. But listen, this is what SimpliSafe does. This is why they've been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. You got your door sensors, your window sensors. Chris Lavoie's palatial manor is on lockdown right now.
Yes, it is, with boots in there. Bootsy Safe. Bootsy SimpliSafe.
With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, SimpliSafe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even see and speak to intruders in real time to stop them in their tracks. You'll never rock into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing is transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day. I'm telling you, that's a lot more affordable. Some of these companies, crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just saying, this is simple and safe. It's in the title, Chris.
I've heard.
Why am I screaming at you?
I don't know.
Protect your home, 50% off a new SimpliSafe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius." Here's to you, Orange Man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Childless cat lady, Taylor Swift. Damien in York, Pennsylvania, talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that Kamala Harris has no humility because she doesn't have biological children. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Is that the only thing that makes you humble? Damien says Kamala Harris is a two-time visible minority woman who is inexplicably in a tight race for the most important job on the planet with a sentient can of pumpkin pie filling.
Oh, all right.
But rather than be right? But rather than piss and moan about it, she keeps working because she realizes it's no slam dunk. If that's not humility, I don't know what is. Thank you. Damien says, having said that, I can see why evil 19th century schoolmarm Sarah Huckabee Sanders would think otherwise. I mean, to her, any person of color who says something other than, yes, a show thing, Miss Sarah, is just plain uppity. Oh. Thank you, Damien.
Sentient can of pumpkin pie filling?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
I think I'm going to use that.
Coffee with Carlos next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.